Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's David Ash, and here's what's happening. Philadelphia police are looking for two men behind a burglary spree of corner stores in the southwest section of the city. As KYW's Tim Jimenez reports, they've been breaking through the sidewalk cellar doors and leaving with thousands of dollars in cash and merchandise.
At least three Southwest Philly shops were hit in the early morning hours between late September and mid-October, according to police. An employee at one of the shops told our partners at NBC 10 that after they were burglarized, they made some changes.
We reinforced the door on the outside, we changed the locks, and we check more often the cameras.
And the cameras at each of the corner stores captured very clear video of the two masked men. They had their pattern. Police say they were able to open up the cellar doors and slip into the basement. Then, once in, they grabbed a whole bunch of stuff off the shelves and filled large trash bags. Police say in all, they took about $15,000 in cash and items. The first instance was at the Uceta Grocery at 61st and Elmwood on September 25th. Then on October 11th, it was the E&D Market at 66th and Buist. Then 2 days later, the last incident documented by the cops was at the TNP Food Market at 71st and Woodland. Philly police are asking people with information about the two men to give them a call or a text. At police headquarters, Tim Jimenez, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
The new portal is getting up and running in Love Park. But before it was even turned on, the screen of the high-tech art installation already got a crack in it. Many people thought it was the work of vandals, but the people behind the portal say it was not vandalism. KYW's John McDevitt has more.
A circular portal sculpture that connects people and places from around the world in real time was relocated from New York City and installed in Love Park. A crack was discovered in its lens just a day before its launch in Philadelphia. Michael Numis is the 2026 director for the city of Philadelphia. He confirms the damage was not caused by vandalism. He adds the switch will soon be turned on to the portal's latest global edition.
I'm so excited about this object. You may know it as the portal, a viral sensation that made headlines in New York. But really, what it's known throughout Europe is a device that connects people, that reaches beyond borders and allows us to peer in, just like a window, and see another city beyond.
Numis, who is responsible for overseeing the planning here in Philadelphia for the U.S. semi-quincentennial in 2026, says the opportunity allows the city to roll out the red carpet and extend an invitation to the world to make a visit to Philadelphia. John McDevitt, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
It's National Teen Driver Safety Week, and AAA Mid-Atlantic has some advice for parents of new drivers, just as PennDOT announces a statewide crackdown on aggressive driving. KYW Community Impact reporter Raquel Williams has more.
Jana Tidwell is with AAA Mid-Atlantic.
Automobile crashes still remain the leading cause of death among teens.
She says teens must be armed with defensive driving skills.
Anticipating what other drivers are going to do out there on the roadways, and sadly, anticipate that they're not going to do the right thing.
Drivers have all witnessed the highway bullies that tailgate, switch lanes without warning at top speeds, and make the average driver a white-knuckle experience, especially for new drivers. PennDOT has just announced increased municipal police patrols throughout the state through November 10th to crack down on those drivers. They also suggest when encountering an aggressive driver to stay relaxed, avoid eye contact, and ignore rude gestures. Tidwell says parents need to reinforce this with their teen drivers.
Your life and the life of other road users is not worth the risk. Let them go.
Distracted driving remains a big problem for teen drivers, and it's not just the phone, but other teenage passengers. Tidwell suggests parents set a limit of teen passengers to just one. Raquel Williams, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
That's the All Local. I'm David Ash. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers. There's nothing quite like the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid when it comes to exhilarating efficiency. With hybrid technology and thrilling capability, these vehicles deliver an electrifying performance on every drive. Redefine your driving experience with Honda. Contact your local Honda dealer today about the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid.